I don't think that any American president can fully break with the democratic state of Israel. So I don't perceive it as a full break. I do think, however, it is a very significant political shift for the Democratic Party. And I see it through the lens, really, wholly of domestic politics. President Biden needs to win swing states of Michigan and Nevada. Particularly in Michigan, there is a very large pro-Palestinian, in some respects, pro-Hamas constituency that he needs to win. And you saw that in the primary process, where in Michigan, tens of thousands of Democrat primary voters did not vote for President Biden, but registered a protest vote. The irony here is that at the beginning of the conflict, the president came out and endorsed Israel's goals, which are threefold: to eliminate the terrorist group Hamas, to free the hostages, which, by the way, include American hostages, and thirdly, to ensure that Gaza doesn't ever threaten Israel again. So President Biden got behind those goals at the beginning, but now that the domestic politics are changing, he's changing his stance. And in saying, for instance, that the Israelis shouldn't go into Rafah, well, if they don't do that, then they cannot achieve their first goal, which is to eliminate Hamas. It's just, makes no sense. And I see Chuck Schumer as a spokesperson for the president. But it's I think in some respects too, a little bit unseemly, John. I mean, Israel is not a banana republic. It's very vibrant, functioning democracy. For us to for any United States political party to pronounce on how we want their elections to go is pretty offensive election interference. And I think will not be received well. And the irony here is that it is only bolstering Benjamin Netanyahu's standing at home with the Israeli public. So by Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, and President Biden criticizing him, it's only going to increase the likelihood that he will stay in office longer.